Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm ovulating. Give me what I want. The Wake Up Call.
Kevin, Katie, and Rain on 106.5 The End.
When did you realize your parents don't know how to text? Call us right now, 766-1065, or you can text us at 73389. I guess it doesn't necessarily need to specifically be your parents or, you know, maybe someone who's older that's kind of, you know, a little new to the technology of texting or sending pictures or what have you.
Is anybody new to the technology of texting anymore?
My mom kind of came out right around the same time for all of us.
My mom still has a flip phone.
Oh, that's true.
And she doesn't text, nor does she really do anything. And she only turns it on when she goes somewhere. So if you need to get a hold of her, you got to call the landline.
Hold on a second. She does all of that Facebooking on a computer?
Yeah.
But isn't that for the best?
I'm just impressed with how long she's in front of a computer.
I mean,
I love her.
It is what it is.
My stepmom, we've talked about her before. Some things elude her. For example, she calls Ross TJ Marshall's.
Oh, right.
She once tried to change the channel on the TV with a cordless phone. But I'm going to just go through the last couple days of texts with her. Now, keep in mind, she is sending this to everybody in the family, including two numbers that I don't have saved in my phone. So who even knows who those people are? Okay. Started Friday night at 9:30. It's just the camera emoji. Nothing else. Then it's a picture of, I think, Sammy Hagar, but I don't think she's gone to a Sammy Hagar concert recently, nor does she go to concerts.
Hmm.
Next day, Saturday morning, 11:54 a.m., she just writes pictures. No, excuse me, just pictures, no question mark.
No question mark.
Oh, okay.
One of the numbers that isn't saved in my phone, so I don't know who this is, just writes back, question mark. She responds, my stepmom responds, sorry.
Oh, okay. So she acknowledges it was a mistake.
Or does she?
Three text messages over the course of 10 hours, mistake.
What a mystery this is.
Sunday, 10:45 p.m. She then starts just sending pictures. One is a fun scarecrow that it looks like she was going to buy at a TJ Marshall's. Then it's a picture of her and her sister. The same picture of her and her sister.
She sent it twice.
A picture of her and my stepbrother. A picture of my niece. Then again, the same picture of her and her sister. Yesterday, 7:57 p.m. Again, she writes pictures. Yesterday at 7:58 p.m., she writes pictures, pictures, pictures.
And no one is responding?
That's the problem.
No one's saying, are you okay?
Finally, somebody, again, one of the people that isn't saved my phone, just wrote, go to sleep.
Oh, there's so much mystery to
Why
this.
Why didn't her children say anything? Do you know what cognitive decline is?
I do.
Okay.
Now, I put this up on Facebook and said, I can't be the only person going through this with my parents. And I wasn't. Sahar says that every time her aunt texts her, she texts one word at a time. But then it gets even more confusing because she starts crossing over into a different language.
Oh, my God.
Adrian's dad starts every text like it's a letter. Dear Adrian. Insert whatever the text is about, then love, dad. Angelique says her dad always texts question marks after statements or facts that he's telling them.
That's so funny.
Or that he sends all of his texts, love, mom and dad. And he resends them gifts that they've already sent to him. And oftentimes they have nothing to do with whatever they're talking about.
I'm going to start doing that question mark thing.
That's a great
to
idea.
To everybody.
Yeah. Jennifer.
So that you never know. Gavin, where did you leave those papers? In our office?
Jennifer said that she texted her mom about dinner once and her mom responded on her Facebook wall. So now one of the other things I've noticed on here, and I told people they'd get extra credit if they included screen captures of some of the texts. Voice to text eludes our parents and they probably should stop doing it.
Oh, yeah.
Tiffany's dad was doing voice to text. The text said, give no total birthday. Did he was off a birthday? Get me what you want for birthday. What do you want for back day? What do you want for birthday? Text me back. And then Lacey's mom, I guess she was at Target looking for something, and she voice texted her daughter, which means she's standing in the middle of Target talking into her phone.
Right.
I'm a Target. On the floor jackets, jean jackets, for told you to crop jackets. For me, the whole address is to have stone. More sugar dark jeans for 20 people best. And then she just wrote, that message was all messed up. Stone wars or dark denim.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.